state code requires the housing plan is updated every 5 years and must contain an estimate of the need, as well as a plan of how the city will facilitate the construction of housing for those with moderate incomes. Staff has prepared a draft housing plan that is scheduled for review and adoption by the City Council on Thursday. Meanwhile, City Planning Director Bruce Erickson says that this presentation to Planning Commission is informational only and will be an opportunity for the Planning Commission to know what's coming ahead.
Planning Department is looking at incorporating this particular housing plan into our general plan. It's really brilliant stuff, explaining how we're going to achieve our housing goals, explaining how we deal with our affordability questions, what average median income is we're approaching, whether we deal with purchase units versus rental units. It's really a very good document. It's worthy of reading when you're not watching the Olympics. But it's just important the Planning Commission know that this is out there and we're not just focused on current projects.
The city's housing goals are to build 800 affordable units by 2026 and to beta test a number of housing types.
We need to deliver 200 units in the next 5 years. We are in the process of delivering a bunch of units. The Homestake lot is going to deliver 50 to 60 units fairly quickly. Woodside Park Phase 2 is going to deliver 50 to 60 units. And the really interesting thing about these units are that they're a mix of housing types. And we actually have, going into Woodside Park Phase 1, a hybrid model of housing where you could buy your unit and actually have an accessory apartment attached to it that if you rent out to somebody else, that actually subsidizes your rent. And Anne Laurent, Community Development Director, and Rhoda Stoffer and Jason Glidden have figured out that this model is appropriate in a couple other locations in the country, and we're going to test it out here. So housing is going through all these beta tests to make sure that we're on the front lines of delivering what we ask for.
One of the highlights of the plan reports that there's a great need for affordable rental units. New rental apartments haven't been built since the late 1990s in Park City, but Erickson says for now, the city will build for sale units to make it work financially.
The first round is mainly ownership because that allows us to return the capital money of a purchase back to the rental pool. We're looking at buying some of the units in town that we can use for rental. The difficulty is the municipality does not want to be in the rental business. We're really good at land use planning. We're not very good at property management. So we want to figure out how to make sure these units stay in the rental pool, but the municipality does not want to be the rental agent for them.
A link to a copy of the city's housing plan can be found on our website, kpcw.org. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.